This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host for the program, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for helping keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our great website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now from California, IA, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, Kyle, again, the unfortunate set of circumstances. And again, we have to stay with the news as it develops during the course of the evening and whatnot. But they're looking for this kid again, this Brian, Laundrie?
Laundrie, yeah.
Yeah, looking for him. They've got a warrant for his arrest. Apparently, he was using his fiancée's credit cards. They've been able to track him that way and also charge him with fraud because he's been using the cards without permission. And hopefully, they'll catch this kid sooner rather than later.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we understand they believe they have a tip line as well.
They do.
And that is 800-CALL-FBI. And that translates to 800-225-5324. 800-225-5324. Call FBI.
Yep. If you see this individual and if you want to know what he looks like, he's all over Facebook. I'll tell you that much. Probably if you got any newspapers where you're at, probably in the newspaper too. And I would imagine that you could probably see him on television about every hour when they're doing the news, especially the cable news, right?
Well, certainly, certainly. And any news story about Gabby Petito is going to have a picture of him. And, Captain, you were so right in the first hour to mention that in many ways we might expect that he has changed his appearance in some way.
I believe he has.
Yes. And so obviously he might have let his hair
grow. And I don't believe he's anywhere near the state of Florida. I believe he's long gone somewhere.
Yes, I would think so. It would seem to fit at least what we've been able to piece together so far. And, of course, the FBI is on his trail. If he'd used these credit cards, he appears to have used them in some places, and that's going to allow the FBI, obviously one of the greatest law enforcement groups in the history of planet Earth, they will find him. But they need our help to do it.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. So, America, let's stand up and find this bird. All right. Well, it's a dangerous development, says the head of the Messianic Jewish Ministry, that members of the squad in the U.S. House were able to get funding removed from legislation for an invaluable air defense for Israel, the Iron Dome. That's amazing they were able to do that.
Captain, this is absolutely a travesty.
And dangerous is the understatement of the year. We're talking about the security of the state of Israel.
That's exactly right. Because, Captain, what could the outcome be of defunding the Iron Dome for our ally Israel, other than creating the set of circumstances where what we saw happen just a few months ago with the Katyusha rockets, thousands of them being fired at Israel, that is going, eventually the Iron Dome would run out. And then you're going to have real carnage, real loss of life. You want a real war? Defund the Iron Dome. That's obviously what they're doing.
Yeah, and a thought just occurred to me here. I'm not sure the United States could charge them with anything, but I'll bet you Israel could charge them with doing something for leading to more carnage to be done by these missiles fired at them by the Iranians, the proxies, I'll bet you.
Well, right. Well, there's a very simple question, Captain, and this is going to sound, I honestly don't care how it sounds at this point. We've got to ask these people, whose side are you on anyway?
That's right.
Because obviously the Katyusha rockets that were fired were done with only one thing in mind, and that is to kill innocent
civilians,
women and children,
mm-hmm.
not combatants, not military targets. Yes. This is sick, and it's got to stop.
Now, it's obvious that 4 years ago after Barack Obama, Joe Biden is right now picking up where his old boss left off on the fundamental transformation of America, injecting every sick form of political correctness into our military, as well as teachers, firefighters, police officers, no matter how dangerous or unpopular it may appear to be.
Well, that's right. Well, that's all part of paralyzing things.
Yeah.
And it's just obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, the fundamental transformation of America, we knew it was coming. We knew they were doing it. We knew they never stopped it. We knew they were going to continue to do it. I said that right from the get-go when Biden got elected. Here we go, the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And they're all in on it.
Well, they're doing it piece by piece, and now they feel that they can accelerate it, especially because, Captain, the American people are seeing the Biden policies aren't working. They're actually detrimental. They know their time is short.
All right, hold that thought. Our time is short, too, because we've got to go to break, and we'll be right back from the break. And Kyle Warren is going to take you to break. So, Kyle, it's your turn.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. Now, the way I'm suggesting that you take a look at this, folks, is not to just send you off after one product, because it doesn't do the website justice and it doesn't do Mike Lindell justice. You need to look at all the different products that he has for sale on his website, MyPillow.com. And when you're there, remember this. The promo code that they'll ask you for will never change. It's always the word Captain. Use the promo code Captain on the website, MyPillow.com. To get the insanely low prices that you see there and the BOGOs and all the deep discounts that are available. Now, you can also give them a call, because many people have told me, well, Captain, we'd rather call on the phone. We don't want to have anybody take a chance of getting their credit card stuff. Okay, fine. Here's the phone number, 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Now, again, MyPillow.com is the website. Go over there, take a look at all the products they have to sell. There's going to be something there for everybody. And then to get the deep discounts that they've got, use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. And there you go. You'll be in Lake Flynn. Phone number again to call, 800-641-5459. You can either order on the Internet or order on the phone. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. All right, back to the phone line, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. Afghanistan, the land that's gone back to the Stone Age, in my opinion. The Taliban folks have said strict punishment has been inserted again under Sharia law, and executions will return for some of this, the things out there that we've seen and heard in the past that are absolutely ridiculous. That you would kill somebody over it.
Well, that's right. This is you know, unfortunately, not even close to Taliban 2.0 or any of the ridiculous nonsense that we were told. This is the same old Taliban, folks. This is what they do. This is what we knew they were going to do. They will continue to do it. This is a travesty for the people of the earth, that's for sure. And unfortunately, Captain, we're still not hearing the kinds of condemnations, really, I think, even from the Biden administration or even from groups in this country that purport to look for women's rights, gay rights, any other kinds of group that you want to think about. They're all kind of they're silent right now, and while horrible, unspeakable things are happening to people in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and again, we talked about this when this first happened, that we knew the Taliban were back in control, that this was going to go backwards very quickly.
Right. Well, my question is, are the Democrats for these kinds of things or not? I mean, is, you know, it, why is it that suddenly when it becomes the Taliban that, that really it's just enough just to have some countries sign a really mean letter? Well, not even, I take that back. It wasn't even really a mean letter as far as we know. But it's this kind of thing that really sets the Democrats apart and the left, I should say, apart, simply because they're looking to get power in this country, and they don't really care, evidently, what's happening as a result of our own mistakes through the Joe Biden administration.
Well, you asked the question whether or not they're trying to do this. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, exactly. And unfortunately, this is a major, major failure. It's a stain. It's all these different things. And unfortunately...
And I believe, Kyle, that they do want chaos there, and I believe they want it there because they want to get back in there again. Because remember, when the wars seem to get started, it always seems to be a Democrat doing the starting.
Right. How many wars did Donald Trump get us into?
None.
Zero. Exactly right. In fact, Donald Trump wanted to get out of Afghanistan. But of course it would have, I think, been done in a fundamentally different way. And the truth of the matter is, maybe we would be out of, we would not be out of Afghanistan.
Yeah,
yet,
and
if
I got
things on the ground hadn't.
I got to address Andy. Andy is in Lakewood, Colorado. Andy is saying, "Well, just look at George W. Bush. He started a war." Excuse me, Andy. We were attacked.
Yes,
we were attacked.
That's true.
Yep. We're not going to sit on our ass, okay, and wait to ask permission for somebody when we knew where it came from very quickly, and we went after the guys that did it.
That's true. Now, in the intervening years, things over successive administrations continued, but the initial, you're exactly right, going and taking out the ability of Al-Qaeda to have global reach and to try to decimate them to the nth degree, that was exactly the response that George Bush needed to do.
And guess what?
What's that?
They're back.
They are back. And guess what? They were not, they were being further decimated by President Trump in the form of ISIS and this kind
yep.
of thing.
Yep.
And here came Biden and everything's good again for the Taliban.
Now, I got some interesting information here about Florida. Florida has acquired the monoclonal antibodies from the GlaxoSmithKline company after the Biden administration was going to ration that stuff away, which would have caused Florida to have a lot more deaths all of a sudden again because of the people that are taking that to get rid of the COVID problem they've got.
Right. You know, Captain, I think history will judge very unkindly how far and away this whole thing has become political, and now it becomes can be weaponized in a great degree, the COVID-19 issue altogether. But you're right, Florida has been able to acquire about 3,000 doses, according to the governor, that he announced just yesterday on September 23rd.
Now, we also know that the Democrats right now are trying to gut the Space Force, which was a key part of the Trump legacy, don't we?
Well, exactly right. And why are they doing it other than it was something Donald Trump helped to create? I think that we'd be hard-pressed to find another reason. But really, Captain, the idea of the Space Force is really forward because that is where we're going to see, not in the form Star Wars and, you know, Imperial Star Destroyer is not going to appear in orbit anytime soon. But what happens, though, is that if there is conflict, that conflict is going to very naturally proceed into outer space in terms of getting after military satellites, GPS, communications, this kind of thing. And as we see more and more private sector go into space, that will be vulnerable as well. Anybody who controls not only low Earth orbit, but all the way out to the moon, they're going to have a huge advantage.
And we just got a direct message here from Cheryl, came into the website. I'm going to read it. It says, often I would encourage individuals to contact their representatives, and sadly the response given to me in those representatives, they don't seem to care about another person's opinion or suggestions. I would still be persistent, indicating that offering those various responses are important, even if it seems representatives appear to decide to do as they please. She goes on to say, I hope you've heard and continue to encourage the public to call, to get involved, to contact various representatives, and I'm hopeful that you'll continue to do so. Of course I will. She says, apathy is such an illness to our nation. Enjoy your Friday prayerfully, always, Cheryl. Well, Cheryl, you're right, and people need to continue to fight the fight. We talked about that last night, too, a lot at our event. And I'm going to give you the phone number. I'm going to give you two phone numbers. If you want to get a hold of your congressman and render an opinion, the number is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That's the Congressional House of Representatives. Give them a zip code, you get your congressman or woman. Then you got the Senate. The Senate number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Give that number a call. You'll get your senatorial representative. And there's always two in the state, so you might get a chance to talk to either one of them or both. And you got to keep doing that, folks. You got to keep the pressure up. They will pay attention after they get so many calls or whatever, but they will definitely pay attention. They're not going to ignore you. Keep the pressure up.
That's exactly right, Captain, because eventually those calls will reach a tipping point, and they're going to say, oh, my gosh, you know, this something is happening out there among the constituency. Now, you do have true believers, politicians, and, you know, they have a real strict agenda, but a lot of politicians are interested in getting reelected as well. So if it's clear to them that their constituency is not liking what the direction that they're going, they could very well change. But you can't let up the pressure, absolutely.
Nope. And folks, are coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch right after we take this bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about here on the program tonight. And again, thanks very much for the people that showed up last night over there at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa. Great, great, great event. Great event. Going to have another one soon. We'll let you know.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Drew.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. You can catch him this weekend on many of these same stations with Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. It's live Sunday night at 8 p.m. all across the country on, like I say, many of these stations, including the ones I'm on. And he's also got the Daily Defense on live on the afternoons, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for his, it's an hour show. So make sure you catch him if you can. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has, in fact, been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can offer you the best coverage anywhere. All you got to do is either get a hold of them via the website, geico.com, or they'll tell you the phone number here on the website. You give them your zip code, you get the phone number for the office closest to you. And remember, not only is your car insured and your truck insured, but they can insure your motorcycle, your HEV, your boat, your RV. And then what you do is you bundle it and put everything together. And when you do that, you'll find out that you're going to get tremendous help because you, as the bundle, you get to do that by adding in your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, and that will lower your auto insurance dramatically. Do all of that by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you'll be right there. Where you need to be. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in moving along here, we need to talk about the House Committee, the Special Select Committee, I think is what they technically are calling it, investigating the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol. Now, I'm not going to call it an insurrection. I'm not going to call it a riot. I'm going to call it a protest, because that's what it was. And a lot of what went on there inside was not as bad as they're making it out to be. I keep seeing videos of people just standing there leaning up against a post.
Well, yes, that's true. And, of course, obviously, people should not have gone into the Capitol on that day. That was not right. But that being said, the Democrats in the House see it as an opportunity, and the Democrat Party elite see it as gold, basically, because that helps them to do exactly what they want to do. They want to continue to concoct a narrative. They want to run against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom was fairly successful here in California by saying they had defeated Donald Trump, he said, but they hadn't defeated Trumpism.
Yeah.
And he called Larry Elder basically Donald Trump. And so they have to have some foil to run against, and if they need to bring Trump into it, and it's no surprise, Captain, that they would do this through the House Committee.
All right, well, back to this House Select Committee on the January 6th storming of the Capitol. They have, in fact, subpoenaed four of Trump's presidential advisors, close advisors to the former President Donald Trump, who were in contact with him before, during, and after the attack, and they want to know what went on.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but I have a feeling, Captain, they already have a conclusion, and they're going to work backwards in order to find whatever they can do in terms of the statements that are made or the questions that are asked and this kind of thing. A lot of grandstanding will go on, so again, they can concoct a narrative.
Well, very true. And the other thing is the Islamic Emirate, that's what they're calling Afghanistan now, the Islamic Emirate wants Afghanistan's U.N. seat. Joe Biden is being urged to say no, and the U.N.'s being urged to say no. I don't know if it's going to fall on deaf ears or not.
Right. Well, I hate to say apologies to the WHO at this point, but meet the new Taliban, same as the old Taliban, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're definitely don't deserve to be on the UN or any of these kinds of things. They are so antithetical to even the basic notions of the United Nations as a concept that it's laughable.
Yeah. By the way, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale is asking me a question here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick here. Captain, have you been successful in reaching a congressman or senator? Yes, I have. I believe that they have high school interns doing their phone work, and they collect numbers, and that's it. Nope, they don't. Well, the one we need to reach is tone-deaf Nancy Pelosi. Well, Nancy Pelosi's not going to pay any attention to you unless you're one of her constituents. Am I right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah.
And if you're not, it's like, you know, you're wasting your time. So with Nancy Pelosi, what you do is you send her an email. Don't call them. Send them an email.
Yep.
Yep. And her email is publicly known off the website. All right. Representative Maxine Waters, your neighbor out there in California, right?
Yes. She says,
I'm pissed at the CBP cowboys who were running down Haitians worse than slavery. Running down. Did I miss something? Running down Haitians? Did I miss something?
Yes, you did. Yeah, you missed it. They're not running people down as if they were slaves in the 1860s or something. This is farcical, but it is, it's not surprising. You have members of the far left. Some of them are members of Congress, obviously, like Maxine Waters, and they have fixated on this. It's the idea, Captain. Was it Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, who said, lie will go around the world faster before truth can get its boots on or something and try to go after it? I'm not quoting that exactly right, obviously, but that's the concept. And that's what they count on. They count on putting this out there the Border Patrol agents are whipping people and running them down with horses like slavery. And then suddenly everybody gets all up in arms, and by the time cooler heads prevail and the videos come out and people look at it and say, oh, they're not really doing that, are they?
Well, I don't.
Then people are already mad.
I don't know who the politician was who said it, but they said, since when do we issue the Border Patrol whips?
There's no standard issue whip.
No, and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell were you looking at, lady?
Well, they see the reins flying and they think, oh, that's a whip. You know, or they've been told that, and they get on a bandwagon, and the bandwagon is now, this is what we say, this is what we pound into the ground with this, we're gonna call for investigations and stop the horses and all this kind of stuff, and that's to them, Captain, that's Tuesday.
To finish the segment off here, we had a horrible, horrible, unleash of violence in, Tennessee. A deadly bloodbath unleashed inside a Tennessee grocery store. One person dead, 12 wounded. When we came on the air, that may or may not have changed. I've been watching to see. But as shoppers actually ran and hid in the freezers.
Yes, that's what we understand. And from what we can tell, it is still 12 wounded people, and the gunman killed another person and then killed himself, evidently.
Yeah, yeah. We have no idea what the motive was or anything like that. Nothing's been said yet.
No. This is a terrible tragedy. There are about 44 employees in the store at the time. We don't know exactly how many customers were in the store when the shooting began, but more details will be forthcoming.
Yeah. What a shame.
Yes.
And more of this seems to happen all the time from people that just snap or whatever. But again, this will be used again for, see, we've got to get rid of the guns, you watch and see.
Well, and at the same time, people will be saying, well, but what happened, you know, when something like this does happen, who stops the gunman? Ultimately, a good guy with the gun stops the bad guy with the gun. And so there's going to be arguments on both sides. But definitely those who want to take guns out of law-abiding citizens' hands will use the former argument.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, you know, we live in a society where protesting is one thing, but going out and just mowing down people in a grocery store is another thing.
Well, that's absolutely right. And unfortunately, what we're seeing in society is a very, very alarming. Unfortunately, sometimes the very values that the good people of the country, of all different ethnicities, backgrounds, things like that we all share, are shattered when somebody goes and does what we saw happen.
Yep. All right. Well, we're getting ready to take a break. Here comes the music in my ear. When we come back from the break, more with Kyle Warren. And by the way, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and update the weather maps and see what's going on. We'll also do the same thing with the hurricane map and see what's going on there. Yep, we got some different stuff going on here right now. I do see an update already to talk about when we come back. So we shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Don and Donna, thank you very much for that up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, cowboylogic.us is their website, cowboylogic.us. Go over there and check it out. I think you'll like what you see over there. Now, coming up, we are going to have Truckers Highway and Byway Report music, but always brought to you, this segment's always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, wherever they're at, around the countryside. Pull on in there, check them out, and see what they have to offer. Okay, this is an oldie but goodie, and I haven't played this in a long while, so let's see what we got here.
Give me, give me.
righty, Kyle Warren. When was that song around?
I think it's 1969. Crazy Elephant.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, Crazy Elephant.
All right. Crazy Elephant, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let me go over here real quick and take a look at what we got. And we got to talk about the big hurricane in a minute coming up, Sam. We don't know exactly where that's going, but it's about a week away from coming our way, if it does come our way. Going to be mostly quiet this weekend, storms and rain predominantly in the northeast. But, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, well, tonight, folks, so we have a pretty quiet map out west, so that's pretty good. We're not seeing the excessive heat warnings. We're not seeing the majority of air quality alerts that we've been tracking over even the last few weeks. However, we do have one big air quality alert. That's in Central California. This is in the Fresno, Stockton, Merced, Bakersfield, Ridgecrest area, and also throughout Southern California. We've had quite a lot of smoke coming in from Central and Northern California. A lot of people thought there were fires burning in the Southern California area, but that was not the case. But it was enough to almost blot out the sun in certain areas, certainly turning the sun orange. But across the west, we have a little bit better temperatures to look forward to here, although Phoenix, I think, will still be in the 80s, it looks like, and may see some of that monsoonal moisture in the next few days.
Okay, well, let's take a look at what's going on in South Dakota right now, because the weather conditions did just change there. What we got going on now is we have a fire weather warning up there, red flag warning, for the central part of South Dakota right now, just east of Rapid City, so be advised of that. And taking a look down at the Dallas Metroplex, we've got a poor air quality area down there, and then down south to San Antonio, headed towards Laredo, poor air quality down that way. Got some gale warnings right now on Lake Michigan, affecting pretty much the western side of Michigan rather than Illinois. We've also got the winds blowing just right around Lake Erie, to where we've got some shoreline flooding conditions going on from about Buffalo all the way down to Ripley, New York. And then the rain has moved along tonight over to the western part of Connecticut right now and Massachusetts. That's where the rain's gone tonight. But taking a look out there at where we've got our hurricane, Hurricane Sam, this is going to be a major player in the game in about a week. Now, this storm is forecast to go up to at least a Category 3, and by Tuesday of next week, it's going to be sitting just north of the islands in the Caribbean, looking to come our way. We don't know if it's going to come all the way to where we're at, or if it's going to make a turn and skirt the east coast, or if it's going to stay out in the sea. Nobody knows any of that just yet. But it's got 70-mile-an-hour winds as a big-time tropical storm right now, and it will be changing. It will be changing to definitely hurricane status probably today.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, it is moving west at about 13 knots right now, so it's making good time.
Yeah. All right. How do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you in the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Thank you very much, Kyle. And right now we're going to jump into the fire with Denise Simon. And Denise Simon, I'm sure, is going to be all locked and loaded for this little topic. All right. Our boy got charged, didn't he?
Yes, he did. It related, Brian got charged related to the death of his fiancée, Gabby. But one thing that he did that likely caused this arrest warrant is apparently he may have used, they apparently have the evidence that he may have illegally used her debit card on the cross-country trip coming home in her vehicle. So they've been able to track some purchases, and this was certainly after he left her and obviously left her dead. So there's more to this. Now, the parents left yesterday their house, and they were tracked by the FBI. and they apparently drove to Orlando to meet with a lawyer and then drove home. So there's some interesting more developments that are happening here.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes on this because I think that they may be, if he's got the credit cards and he's using the credit cards, they'll catch him sooner rather than later.
Well, he may not be using them now. He may be in a cash basis, or he may have depleted her funds. We don't know. But I'm just, you know, putting that out there that that was part of one of his mistakes.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out soon enough, I guess. But it's amazing what we have transpiring right now, unfortunately. Okay. So the other thing is that we still haven't heard the cause of death with Gabby, have we?
No. They're waiting on toxicology.
Okay, because apparently it's something a little bit more than what we think. And when you get something like this, the way this is turning out, they're not sure. I'm going to say maybe it wasn't blunt force trauma. I was thinking that he might have really smacked the heck out of her since they got into some sort of slap face, and he was slapping her in the face at that restaurant they were at.
Well, apparently they've had a lot of conflicts. There's some other people that are coming forward that have described some pretty nasty kind of like interactions that they have had, that they witnessed.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see now, won't we?
Yes, of course.
All righty. Well, folks, when we come back on the other side of the break, which we're almost getting ready to take here, we were going to be talking about a lot of stuff. And, of course, we're going to start out with good old Chucky Boy and good old Nancy P with the deal that they say they got coming. I don't know if they do or not, but it's not going to help America. And, by the way, we'll talk a little bit about last night and what our governor said. I'm telling you, Governor Ron DeSantis lit the building on fire last night with what he had to say. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.